Trumpeter Ibrahim Malouf brings a storied Lebanese musical heritage to his very contemporary work. He's recorded with the likes of Sting and Malian singer Salif Keita. And as Beto Arcos tells us, Malouf also brings along an unusual instrument.
Ibrahim Malouf plays a four-valve trumpet. Most just have three. The extra valve, the thing attached to the button a trumpeter pushes down, allows him to play quarter tones, the notes between the notes that characterize Arabic maqams.
The maqams are scales and modes with quarter tones and three-quarter tones intervals, something that you cannot find in Occidental music. For example, I can play Arabic style, but without quarter tones, so it sounds like this. And then if I use the quarter tones,
Malouf credits his father, a renowned Lebanese classical trumpeter, with coming up with the innovation.
This trumpet that he invented is pure genius. He invented the only Arabic instrument you blow that allows you to play all modes, all scales, in all the tonalities. He invented a new way to play the trumpet.
Malouf says there are many links between Arabic and Western music. He says when he's playing jazz, he can incorporate Arabic scales thanks to one specific similarity.
There is this note that we call the blue note, and I believe it's a heritage from African music. And if you use this note, it's exactly a quarter tone. For example, if I'm playing scales in jazz, those notes that are like in the right in the middle between a note and another note, those are blue notes that you bend with the lips, and those are quarter tones. From this kind of scales, then I can switch to music that is very close to Arabic feelings. For example, this.
Ibrahim Malouf's latest project is his first devoted exclusively to jazz. It's a score he was commissioned to write for the 1926 silent film by French master René Clair, The Prey of the Wind. Malouf's inspiration was another trumpeter score for another French film, Miles Davis's music for the Louis Malle film Elevator to the Gallows.
This music really, really has been probably one of my favorite musics for years. So I used this opportunity to compose the music of a very, very old French movie of the 20s, and I decided to compose something that would sound a little bit like the music of Miles.
Malouf crosses the boundaries between jazz and Middle Eastern music very elegantly, according to John Schneider. He's the founding director of Microfest, the country's largest microtonal music festival.
He's playing in the world of jazz. He's using those seven notes in the scale. But when it comes time for him to improvise, he strays off the path just a little bit. He's breathing. It's like spicing food in a particular way. So, sure, we've all had chicken, but tandoori chicken is different from Mexican chicken or Chinese chicken, right? It's still the same meat, but what you do with those spices make all the difference. The man obviously has Lebanese music, traditional music, in his ear. So when it comes time for him to ornament, he uses those strange, wonderful spices to give them an odd quarter tone tinge, and that gives you that flavor of the Middle East.
Ibrahim Malouf moved with his family to Paris when he was a small child. His father still lives there, and Ibrahim says he's not too keen on his son's current career path.
In some way, I think he believes that I should have taken some other way, some other direction that would have been what he wanted me to do when I was young.
Malouf says dad's not the only one. When Ibrahim visits older musicians in Morocco or Cairo, he's always confronted with the same reaction to his music.
So I usually play this very, very old kind traditional improvisation, and they start usually saying, oh, this is what I prefer, and this is what you need to do. And I say, you know, I know how to do that, and I love to do it. Today, I want to mix my music to the new world, to the new scene. I want to meet people, to create new music. I don't want to remain in an old white and black postcard. Then after this discussions, they usually understand what I mean and they say, you know what, you're right, don't listen to your father, do what you want.
Ibrahim Malouf says he may not be playing or recording classical or traditional Arabic music, but he's still holding on to the heritage he received from his father. For NPR News, I'm Beto Arcos.
And this is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.